Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
I suppose we got to get over to our buddy, Mr. Bloomberg. He needs to get some attention, so we may as well give him a little attention today. But folks, Mr. Bloomberg, former mayor of New York City, he's at it again, friends. Get to that in just a little bit here. Ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. And to the right of me, our pretty little princess. You know her as Stephanie Joy. And by the way, hopefully within a month here, we're going to get another camera over on Stephanie so you can begin to see the interaction. And you can also partake with the antics that take place in the studio here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice that the pro-murderers wish to silence. We're those patriots that the globalists despise. Welcome to the show. Now, friends, if you'd like to check us out online, you can do that. It is Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. You can also go over to our Facebook, which is Sons of Liberty Radio. Don't forget radio. Sons of Liberty Radio, folks, getting a lot of traffic on both those websites. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook and Bradley Dean on Facebook. We have over 100,000 that are partaking and that are interacting with us, and we love it, friends. And folks, just to let you know that as well, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. There's two different websites on Facebook. Like them both, if you will. If you're a doer of the word and not a hearer only, deceiving yourselves, we would love for you to be a part of what's going on here to change this country. Folks, you can also follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. It's double E. And we always love when you guys partake with the radio program. 53 countries are listening to you, several affiliates across the United States of America, from the East Coast to the West Coast, from Texas all the way up to Minnesota. And by the way, just 2 days ago, again, friends, we had 11 inches of snow.
Oh, my gosh.
It's almost gone. It's about 60 degrees
horrible
here in the state of Minnesota right now. But hopefully it's going to be gone in just a couple minutes. If you'd like to call, folks, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. As you know, we are turning talk radio into do radio. We've always done that. It's not just lip service here, friends. We are interacting. We are out and about seeking and saving that which is lost, and we are standing as patriots doing what the conservatives should be doing. Because we're actually doing it with our actions by magnifying the laws of our constitutional republic. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, pretty little princess? Now, that was almost a flawless interaction. That, or no, I'm sorry, not interaction.
You just blew it. Almost a flawless introduction.
Yep, totally. Yep.
Okay,
yep,
well, I'll take it over and let's see if I can blow it or not. But well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. You always want the mind of Christ. You always want the heart of God. That's what we want here at the Sons of Liberty. Now, this week we've been kind of highlighting our founding forefathers. We've also been highlighting the genius level of intelligence to those
they're
that
intellectual
were
giants,
seriously
no
the founding
it.
Forefathers, those that were in elementary school back in the day, and what they all taught and the things that they had to know from memory, spelling words. I mean, it's amazing. We'll get to that. But I thought we could start off by, first of all, learning some fun, fast facts about the American presidents. Now, I'm not sure if we'll get through all 44, but these are fun.
No, we don't want to get through all 44.
That's right. We'll kind of jump around, okay? George Washington, did you know that his teeth were made from elephant and walrus tusks, not wood?
Crazy stuff.
Yeah, very much.
We've seen him.
We did. We saw
a museum in St. Paul, Minnesota.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yes. Now, John Adams was the first president to live in the White House. Thomas Jefferson, for those of you who didn't know, he spoke 6 different languages.
I heard 7.
I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah, it is.
6 or 7.
Well, go ahead and look at the Library of Congress and check out his books that he wrote. That was Thomas Jefferson's library. It is second to none. You look at it and you're ashamed of yourself. It's like, whoa.
It's like, you did that? You
and
read
this?
All that?
He was dedicated.
Definitely.
And determined.
Okay, now how about James Madison? James Madison was actually the smallest president at 5'4". I'm taller than James Madison was. Under 100 pounds.
Are you under 100 pounds?
I knew you were going to go there if I said
that. Don't open the door if you don't want me to walk
through it. Let's just go on to James Monroe.
Okay, James Madison, the father of our Constitution, the 4th president of the United States. Been to his house, have the hat and the t-shirt.
Yep.
Great background on that individual.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Intellectually genius, as you were talking about earlier. As a matter of fact, I have a quote here. From Mr. James Madison. I'll get to it in just a second.
Okay, sounds good. Well, while we're waiting for that, let's go to James Monroe. He actually died on the 4th of July in 1831, following both John Adams and Thomas Jefferson, who died on the 4th of July, 1826. Now, to me, that's just totally divine.
Oh, it is.
You know, if you look at these men and what they sacrificed for our country and how they died and when they died, it's absolutely the hand of God.
Adams actually died after Thomas Jefferson, but he said, and not knowing that
Thomas Jefferson,
he said Jefferson survives.
Oh, that, you know, you're right. It was after Thomas Jefferson.
Yes.
That's right.
Right.
Very good.
Over to James Madison, the father of our Constitution. He said, "We have staked the whole future of American civilization, not on the power of government, far from it. We have staked the future of all of our political institutions upon the capacity of each and all of us to govern ourselves according to the 10 commandments of God."
Amen.
Of course.
They're all preachers, too.
If you're not going to be ruled by God, his 10 commandments, you're going to be ruled by man's 10,000 commandments.
That's exactly
right. So which one do you want to do?
Now, this was kind of interesting. It's not interesting, which is kind of interesting that it's not interesting, if that makes sense. They have here for John Quincy Adams, he was the son of John Adams. It's like, well, you think?
Yeah.
Now, he did a lot of things. He did a lot of things.
That sounded great.
Okay, this is the pot calling the kettle black now. Okay,
right.
He did a lot
of very important things,
including fighting for it to end slavery. And, you know, he was so young when he went out. He was 14 years old to represent the United States of America.
Russia.
If you think of now 14-year-olds going out to represent the United States of America, you think, no way.
Yeah.
But, of course, because they were raised up, and, of course, he was raised up under John Adams. So when you look and you say, wow, this is pretty awesome, looking at how these young people were raised up and what they could do at a very young age.
Yes, because their parents actually trained them up in the ways that they should go, and when they are old, they will not depart from it. Now,
exactly.
Speaking of John and Abigail, they continuously poured into the lives of their sons.
Right, exactly.
Yes.
So it's pretty awesome. So he
did
some great stuff. And now, Andrew Jackson, he was the first president to actually ride in a train. How far we've come since then, but he was the first president to ride in a train. We think about technology and the things we can do now. How about Martin Van Buren?
I'm so glad that you brought that up, because now I'm going to be able to sleep.
I only gave that to you just so you'd be able to rest later on today, because I knew how important
he's
that one
guy,
was to you.
The 7th president of the United States, Andrew Jackson, he's the guy that said the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests.
That's right.
He knew it.
Oh,
got
absolutely.
Saved right towards the end of his life by
a
faithful preacher named Peter Cartwright.
Oh, one of my favorite stories. Yep. I love that. Martin Van Buren, he was the first president born an American citizen. Now, when you say, well, what does that mean? All before him were born in the British colonies. So it's kind of interesting. He was the first president actually born an American citizen. Now,
cool.
William Henry Harrison was president for only 31 days and died of pneumonia, which is kind of a...
I got one question for you. What is president?
President.
President. I didn't hear the D. Sorry.
Oh, you know what? You're probably going to fumble all of your words next segment because
will.
You're pointing.
I'll just say.
President. He only was president for 31 days, died of pneumonia. That's a sad thing.
Because he gave his inauguration outside
too
on a
long.
Very cold day.
That's right.
I bet he was probably just chilling.
Yeah, I think
Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty Radio. For the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties, and we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue by the support of people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Folks, if you'd like to jump in at any time, Stephanie's actually going over a lot of our presence of the United States and
presence.
Well, that's it. Presence.
President.
Oh, you got the D in there. Okay. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747.
All right. A few more. John Tyler, he loved kids. He actually had 15 children.
Yeah, the love spilt over, didn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Wow. All right. Now, let's speaking of, you know, how we've developed since
President John Tyler.
Yes, that's okay. Right. Uh-huh. And now, Millard Fillmore, he was the first president to have a stove and running water in the White House. If you think about that, that's crazy. The technology
what we developed.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, if you had
I bet his wife was cooking.
Definitely cooking. Yeah. Yep. And having that running water was very, what's the word? A nice luxury for them back in the day.
Oh, of course.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Don't have to go to the well anymore.
That's right.
All right, James Buchanan, he never married. His niece was White House hostess.
Yeah, he's also the president that said the only thing stable is heaven and the Constitution.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, Abraham Lincoln was the tallest president and the first president to be assassinated.
His nickname was Lurch.
Lurch?
I'm totally kidding.
That's interesting.
And you know what made him tall is his hat.
Yeah, definitely. It was
he was a distinct looking individual, wasn't he? He had distinction. Everything about that man was just
very distinct. Yes. Absolutely. Okay, now how about Andrew Johnson? This is very sweet. He was buried in an American flag with a copy of the Constitution.
Yeah, his heart was in it.
Yeah, exactly.
Amen. Literally.
And now, speaking of more technology, Rutherford B. Hayes was the first president to use a phone. His phone number was, can you guess?
Number one.
The number one. That's right. Grover Cleveland was the...
Maybe he was the first narcissist.
That's right. He thought he was number one. That's right. He was paving the way.
Prideful.
Definitely. Grover Cleveland was the first and only president married in the White House, which is kind of interesting.
He was president twice. He was actually a preacher, and he also married his cousin. Pretty bizarre.
Yeah, that is bizarre. Okay, how about...
But he was a man of honor. If you look at his quotes and what he attempted to stand for during his incumbency, you can see that he really did care about pleasing his Heavenly Father. No question about it.
That's awesome. Now, how about William H. Taft was actually the heaviest president at 332 pounds.
Now, in saying that, I said yesterday when you had brought this up, I bet... his last name is Taft. And the first thing that I thought of before you actually told me that he was the heaviest guy,
Mm-hmm.
What a name. I mean, that's probably all he thought about was candy.
That's right. Taffy, or you know? Like, yeah,
and I'm
I
not even
it.
Saying that. I mean, you
or
get
like
it?
Homemade apple pie and all that kind of stuff.
I mean, it's like naming a kid Dairy Queen or something,
yeah,
right?
DQ.
Yeah, what's he thinking about?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, how about Calvin Coolidge? He was the only president born on the 4th of July, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah.
If we go down, we can look
that's
and
cool.
see.
That's cool. I was born on Flag Day.
You are awesome. Look
no,
at that.
No, I just appreciate
right?
that the Lord,
with that holiday.
I actually came into this world on a special day, and
yes,
it means something
did.
To me.
Yes, you did, and it does. Very much so. Yeah. That is very divine.
You mock me?
No, it's,
okay.
very, it's a good thing. Harry S. Truman read every book in his hometown library.
That is impressive. The
very
guy
much.
Actually said the buck stops here.
Yeah,
there's a
famous
lot
quote.
Of good things the man did and said, but it's interesting when you look at the characters that he had around his administration. He was a shady dude.
Yeah.
He had some shady characters. Let me say it that way. He had some shady characters around his administration.
Around his administration, that's
yeah.
right.
And also, how did Harry Truman get into office? That's a great question for a caller. 1-866-233-0747. How was it that Harry Truman became the president of the United States? 1-866-233-0747. Hey, Chase, what do you say we give him a Prayer That Rocked the Capitol DVD?
Sounds like a plan.
Okay, good.
All right, okay. Call in and let us know that, and we'll send you out a free DVD. Very good DVD, by the way. Now, how about this? John F. Kennedy, of course we have mm-hmm. to mention him, was the youngest elected president and the first Catholic president.
I believe he was 46 years old.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah.
Yep, 46, that's right. Now, this one is Gerald Ford. I have to say, it's just for the
you
Daughters
kind
of Liberty
slow your
there.
Roll, though. There's a lot of information
I'm
on
just,
these guys.
Well, I'm trying to
I
go
liked,
through a little fast.
Listen, I was born after he was assassinated, a few years after he was assassinated. And what I know of John F. Kennedy, I know his dad was a bootlegger.
Right.
I know his dad was an ambassador to Britain.
Mm-hmm.
I also know that his dad was a player with the mob.
Mm-hmm.
There was not a whole lot of good you could say about Brother Joe, right? Daddy Joe.
Mm-hmm.
And but when you look at what Robert did and John did, they did a lot of good.
Definitely.
And there's no getting around that. And if it wasn't the case, then why'd they shoot him down like a dog in the middle of the street for the world to see? I didn't say that. The former director of the FBI said that.
That's right. That's yeah. right. So when you go down the list, you see this is just amazing. Some of these, a few more. For
well, just hang on a second. What's up?
Apparently, I did some research on the Catholic thing, and apparently that was a big deal because people were questioning whether he would submit to the Pope or stand for the people in
oh.
the Constitution.
Oh, I can see that.
That
would be
the big deal,
deal
about
mm-hmm.
the Catholic.
It still
right.
is a big deal.
Okay, I understand.
Amen.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right, now for all you Daughters of Liberty out there, Gerald Ford actually held his daughter's high school prom in the White House.
Now, keep in mind, Gerald Ford was also a fox in the chicken coop because mm-hmm. he was on the Warren Commission concerning the assassination of John F. Kennedy. And it's also interesting to note for those that did not do their homework or pull the curtain back like the little dog did on The Wizard of Oz,
mm-hmm.
Toto, it's also interesting to note that it was a CIA whistleblower that came forth, John Hunt. And it was also the attorney for Lyndon B. Johnson, who actually came forth and said that it was Johnson that had Kennedy assassinated. Just to prove the point, I don't know what people didn't quite get. When you look in scripture, you'll find that conspiracies happen within, not without, because they have to control the conspiracy
mm-hmm.
to the best of their ability. Lyndon Johnson also had the murder of 12 people. Already, that blood was already on his hands for those that didn't know before he became the president. And everybody knew that he was very envious of the Kennedys. And to say all that, to say this, John Hunt, the CIA whistleblower, came forth on his deathbed and told him that it was Lyndon Johnson that had him killed, as did the attorney for Lyndon Johnson. And Lady Bird told people after the assassination of John F. Kennedy that Lyndon B. Johnson said 2 weeks before his assassination that SOB will never have the opportunity again to embarrass me. 2 weeks later, he was shot down in the streets of Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just got to put two and two together. It all makes sense.
It does make sense.
And then the media gets in there and they give you 20 different stories because they want to confuse you. And they want to pull you away from the fact that government was the one that was responsible for committing the crime.
That's right. Well, continue.
And if that's not the case, then why is it government always blocking? Why are they always guarding the hen's house mm-hmm. from the American people to get in there to find out?
Yeah.
They said that the documentation of his assassination was not going to be released till 2035.
It's like, why not?
Well, they're dead and gone. Who cares?
Exactly.
That's the point, friends. That's the point.
Of course. That's exactly right. Now, just finishing up here, Jimmy Carter was actually the first president born in a hospital. Now we think if your baby's born outside of the hospital, that's kind of strange. Well, he was the first president born in a hospital. Babies were born at home.
That's nuts.
All right, now, Ronald Reagan.
That was supposed to be funny. his, remember, the peanut farmer?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
Well, folks, we're still waiting for that phone call concerning Harry S. Truman. How did he become the president? 1-866-233-0747. What transpired that actually put him in that position? 1-866-233-0747.
Somebody out there has got to know that answer. Ronald Reagan was the oldest president from 69 years of age to 77 years of age, which is very interesting.
Yeah.
George W. Bush, gosh, I almost the end, I just want to erase it, you know. But George W. Bush has a collection of over 250 signed baseballs, which is so important, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And of course, Barack Obama.
Which Bush? Slow down.
That's right.
Was he going to take those with him?
I just skipped over senior. He actually, senior.
Maybe somebody wants to tell him that there's no such thing as a luggage rack on top of a hearse.
You know what? That would be a great thing to mention. And then there's actually judgment day and accountability. Yeah. That'd probably be mentioned first before the luggage rack.
Yeah, they deceive themselves into believing that they're actually going to have to give an account. You know, those skull and boners.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, jokers. Oh, yeah.
And finally, Barack Obama was the first African-American to become president, which is good.
I don't like that. African-American, Mexican American.
First black man to ever become president.
German American, Swedish American, we're Americans.
That's right. You know, okay. I read this thing about cute, funny little sayings that kids say. And I read this thing where this little boy walked up to a friend and say, "You're always black, and I'm always white." And to him, it was just a color. So he was just walking up to his friend, just noticing, like, "You're always black, and I'm always white." And then they were just playing and doing whatever they were doing. But the point is that kids, they don't see how we see. It doesn't have to be African-American, German-American.
It's ridiculous.
You are what you are. You're a black man. You're a white man.
All nations are one blood.
That's exactly right.
But I do have to ask you this question. Was that a revelation?
No, not a revelation.
Stephanie, put the gloves on here. Was that a revelation?
No, not a deep revelation. I think it's so interesting how we can learn from children. They'll say the funniest things sometimes.
Yes.
You know,
because it's sincere.
It's totally sincere. You know, cute little story. This is a side note, but I remember one time.
Is it as cute as the last one?
Maybe a little cuter.
Okay.
My dad has four wrinkles in his forehead. You can literally see 1, 2, 3, 4 wrinkles, right? And so one time this man walked up holding his little daughter, and the little daughter said to the man, "Daddy, why does that man have all those cracks on his forehead?" So the kids point out things that are obvious, but it's just that childlike innocence to say, "Huh, kids say all the funniest things sometimes." It's like, "Oh, okay, quiet, sweetie, our little PR person."
Okay. All right,
I thought that was cuter than the other
one. Giving you a hard time.
That's right.
Growing in grace here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com through many trials and tribulations till we enter into the kingdom of heaven. 1-866-233-0747. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Friends, we're going to come back and we're going to talk about when the little minion, Mayor Bloomberg from New York City. Former mayor is up to again, folks. He's trying to go after your guns. Let's expose the Joker for what he is. Be right back.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
The intro sounds a little angry, doesn't he?
He's an angry elf.
Angry elf.
Coffee this morning.
That's right.
Let's talk about Easter really quick before we get over to Mr. Bloomberg, Mr. Bloomers himself.
That's
okay?
Right.
Because when you look at Easter, we know that Easter's not really about Easter bunnies. Because folks, here's the bottom line, and you probably have not thought this through. I don't mean to demean your intelligence. I don't mean to speak down on your intelligence, but it's interesting because most people seriously do not think these things through. Easter bunnies do not have eggs. Bunnies do not have eggs. And the question is what does Easter have to do with bunnies and what do eggs have to do with bunnies?
Mm-hmm. It's confusing.
Oh, it's
well,
totally
to me,
confusing.
It's just like Christmas. Of course, Christmas, we have Santa Claus take away from Christ. Easter, we have bunnies to take away from Christ. It's a confusing message to kids.
Okay. Easter was originally the celebration of Ishtar, okay, the Assyrian and Babylonian goddess of fertility and sex. Interesting. Mm. Her symbols, like the egg and the bunny, were and still are fertility and sex symbols. Or did you actually think eggs and bunnies had anything to do with the resurrection? After Constantine, he decided to Christianize the empire. Easter was changed to represent Jesus because it's about the resurrection of the crucified Son of God, friends, not about an Easter bunny, which does not have eggs. So, but at its root, Easter, which is how you pronounce Ishtar, is all about celebrating fertility and sex, only again to divert your attention away from the true meaning of the day of resurrection.
That's interesting to note. And I think the most important thing is as you are getting ready to celebrate Happy Resurrection Day tomorrow, let it be centered around Christ, upon his death, upon his resurrection.
Always.
That is the most important thing. And we have to understand that even though you might think, oh, it's just an innocent little thing we do with our kids. Listen, you're confusing your kids and you're training them up to think and correlate Easter with a bunny rabbit, with an egg,
it's
with
confusing.
Candy. You want to say, listen, this is the day that we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and let it be about that so they have a clear understanding in their heart all the days
my
of their
mom
lives
did it.
What it's really about.
My mom did it. There's nothing worse than driving down the street and seeing on a church billboard
Easter egg hunts.
Easter egg hunts.
It's like, are you kidding me?
Right.
My mom was guilty about that.
Yeah.
About having Easter egg hunts.
Yeah, we did the same thing too when we were younger. And I think the thing is we got to make sure that, like I said, with kids.
Younger?
Yeah, when we were younger, when we were kids. Now I'm not a kid. Like, now I'm a mature adult.
Okay.
Yeah, just want to make that clear.
I know I'm not saying that to be funny. I was just curious.
No, but the thing is when you have kids, obviously, especially when kids are young, you're molding them up and training them up.
Yeah.
And so when you're younger and you think, whoa, what do you want to correlate Easter with? You want to be able to say, listen, it was all about Christ as it should be.
Isn't it interesting how it keeps coming back to Christ? Uh-huh. Christmas, Easter, whatever they want to call it. Mm-hmm. It's interesting how it's always there to divert.
There's always something. Whether it's Santa, whether it's a bunny, whether it's anything else. We want to keep it focused on the reason for. Why are we celebrating anyway? We're celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
What do you think Earth Day is about?
Okay, hold on.
Environmentalist communists that care more about the earth than they do human life.
Isn't that just upsetting?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, we care about clean water and we care about making sure that the forests are protected. What about the human life in the womb? Let's prioritize what's important here. But yeah, so definitely tomorrow is the day. And you know what? Rather than saying happy Easter, people just say happy resurrection.
That's what I've been saying all day.
And see what kind of a response you'll get.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think amazing.
That's what we should be doing anyways. Okay, we lost Cyrus from Washington. Where was he at in Washington? Just curious.
Bellingham. Silas.
Oh, Bellingham. What did I say?
Cyrus.
Oh, Cyrus. Sorry about that. Boy, there's
too much King James.
I'm thinking of the guy in Isaiah 42,
that's
right?
Exactly,
and then
right.
I was thinking about Paul and Silas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But Cyrus came out. But
okay, that didn't work. So we got Jerry from New Jersey. He's going to answer the question about Mr. Truman. How is it that he transpired from who he was to the President of the United States, Jerry? Welcome to the show, by the way.
Yeah, hey, man. Hey. Well, basically, he was the first president to, he was a vice president and ended up becoming a president because Roosevelt died.
That's right.
Very good. So he gets, what does he get? He gets a Prayer That Rocked the Capitol DVD.
We appreciate that, Jerry.
You're going to love that DVD.
Especially can share with everybody out on the East Coast.
Well, it's one of my favorites. For those of you, picked up the line. Well, for those of you who don't know the
We appreciate that, though. We got some thinkers,
definitely.
Not stinkers.
For those of you who don't know, and you maybe never heard of the Prayer That Rocked the Capitol before, what it is Bradley gave a prayer in front of the, you know, Capitol here in the United States of, well, Minnesota.
The representatives.
The representatives.
Yeah.
And basically, he just honored the veterans. You know, he magnified the Constitution, and he prayed it in Jesus' name. And within 20 minutes,
10 to 20 minutes,
2,000 outlets picked it up across the nation.
Yep.
And it really shows you this DVD is awesome because, of course, you see the media's version of what happened. This takes you behind the scenes and takes you actually into the Capitol and shows you what really happened and what was behind it all.
Well, they first accused me of invoking the name of Jesus. They didn't like that.
Oh, never want to say Jesus.
And then they didn't like the way that I had my Sons of Liberty, my jacket on. They didn't like that for some reason, them commies.
Because they didn't want that, you know, you had that suit and
apparently
tie.
They didn't like me honoring the veterans, and I wasn't there to ask for permission. And the other thing is, apparently they didn't like the fact that I was reciting quotes from off the wall. And when you look at the back wall of the Supreme Chambers in the capital of the state of Minnesota, there's none other than Moses awaiting the divine law. So I wasn't there to ask them what their opinion was. Mm-hmm. I was there to actually establish who we are and what we are and where we came from, so therefore we know where we're going. So I wasn't there asking.
And God forbid you actually put into practice what's on those walls. I mean, we just have them hanging there because it looks good and makes us feel good. But we don't actually follow, you know, like the rule of the Constitution or the rule of, you know, the Judeo-Christian values that we find, you know, from since the beginning of our country.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when you actually put them into practice.
Well, civilization,
yeah,
actually.
Exactly. And, well, of course. But when you put them into practice here in America and you actually stand for what you believe, you don't just, like, say it and do something else.
Well, it was interesting when we gave that prayer. It's called the Prayer That Rocked the Capitol. It's available 1-866-233-0747. It was interesting, right after I said in Jesus' name, it was a Catholic individual that came up to one of our representatives, our assistants actually, and said, you can't be dropping the J-bomb here.
The J-bomb, like it's curse
like,
word or something.
Hey, listen, bro, did you put your hand in that Bible and swear an oath, so help me God? Okay, I'm just making sure that you understand what you did here.
That's right.
Because you represent we the people. You know, that was foolish. And for a better way of saying it, I was embarrassed for the individual that he would stand down when he should have stood up. But therein lies the problem. Folks, how many representatives, even when I do tea parties across the country, they always come. I call them out. I'm not mean about it. I do it tactfully. But it's interesting that when I'm done, they're always the first one to come up to me and take a picture with me and say, oh, Bradley, you know, me and you are one and the same. It's like, I hope so.
That's exactly
I really
right.
do, because everybody here tonight is going to hold your feet to the fire, regardless if you like it or not.
Because they heard the truth and they saw how you responded to the truth. Now, Matthew 10:32-33 says, whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before mm-hmm. men, you can't say the J-bomb. Him will I also deny before my Father, which is in heaven. It's dangerous, but I'd rather stand with God than not.
Just so you know, let me say it for the record again. We're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, because it is the power of God unto salvation.
To those that believe.
Period.
Amen.
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 Hey, Jerry, we lost you. Can you call back? We need to get your address so we can get that DVD sent out to you. Folks, I want to get over to, what does this guy think he's kidding?
Yeah.
It isn't gun control, said Michael Bloomberg, former mayor of New York City. Listen to what he said, friends. It isn't gun control. Recently, former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg promoted his new $50 million gun control campaign on NBC's Today Show. In an aggressive financial push to combat the National Rifle Association influence on gun policies. Bloomberg stated that he plans to use the money to merge his mayors against illegal guns. Folks, criminals will always have guns, and moms that demand action for gun sense in America into a group now called Every Town for Gun Safety. Well, what happened to the old one? The Million Mom March, so mm-hmm. on and so forth. Oh, that's right. They couldn't get the people to show up.
That's right.
Oh, that's right. They lost funding. Oh, that's right. Those that were actually promoting and advocating these crimes towards the American people, namely against the Constitution of the United States of America and the enumerated laws, they were busted for actually committing crimes in the process of trying to deceive the American people into believing that there was a lot more going on concerning all those bad people than what there really was, and they were called out for it. So, friends, let's do this. Let's go to the not-too-distant past and do a little history lesson on the mayors Bloomberg means to be a part of during this merger before taking one more step. So what did we find? We learned in the past about the criminal acts of anti-gun mayors Bloomberg is talking about. Again, just pull the curtain back, friends, because these anti-gun mayors are criminals themselves, guilty as charged, guilty as, well, H-E double hockey sticks.
That's right.
Within their own ranks. Friends, they're guilty of crimes such as tax evasion, extortion, accepting bribes, child pornography. These are the mayors that Bloomberg is merging with to attempt to get the guns out of the hands of the bad people. In other words, friends, the good people. They were also convicted of trademark counterfeiting and perjuring. That means they're liars. Also, one mayor who thought that he was above the law, he was a demigod or so he thought, was convicted of assaulting a police officers. And friends, these are the mayors that were caught. Just think about that. They're the ones that were caught. What about the ones that weren't? These politicians know that where the citizenry operates in the rights given to them without government interference, namely the right to bear arms, Article 2 of the Bill of Rights, crime diminishes. And with mud on their face, they know that when they interfere with the right to bear arms, crime skyrockets. This is nothing new. Let me make a point here. I just posted on Sons of Liberty Radio a guy that thought he was going to walk into the store and he was going to pull his gun out on the cashier. And he was going to rob his little store. But what he did not realize, this is brand new, it's posted on Sons of Liberty Radio right now on Facebook. He did not realize that he was going to attempt to rob a cashier that just got off his fourth deployment overseas.
Mm-hmm.
No sooner did he pull his gun out, that criminal, to that righteous man, that veteran had a sidearm to his right, took the gun out of his hand, stuck it in the man's mouth. This is all on film. And guess what happened? He deterred crime.
That's exactly
instantaneously,
right.
Instantaneously,
and no one was hurt.
But I'll tell you what, that man probably left with a package of Depend diapers because he probably dropped
Fear
something.
Fear of God.
Oh, my goodness, friends. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about the mayors that Bloomberg means to merge with concerning the crimes that they mean to commit against the American people. Hour two, be right
at
back after
Sons
this break.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to... At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Brian Fisher. I'm the host of the Focal Point Radio program on the American Family Radio Talk Network. And Bradley, I just want to thank you for inviting me to be a guest on your program. I want to thank you for being a guest on my program. You're fighting a good fight. You're fighting for liberty and for truth. Keep it up, my friend, and God bless you.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Anytime you'd like to jump in, friends, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we're talking about Mayor Bloomberg, former mayor of New York City, the criminal himself, how he's talking about going around, folks, with the mamas and the, well, he's going to merge with some mayors that just happen to be criminals themselves. But he doesn't want you to know about that. But we wanted to be like Little Toto in Wizard of Oz and pull that curtain back. So you weren't afraid of big, bad criminal Michael Bloomberg.
Big, bad, bad Bloomberg.
No, Big Blad.
See?
You are just knocking it out of the park. I think, you know what it is? I think I'm a stumbling block.
You set the standard so high, just have to keep jumping to try to achieve.
Well, you know what sets my standard so high is the fact that I keep going back to Christ,
Amen.
Jesus. And I can always lean back on the rock of my salvation, because that way there's no debate. There's no gainsay.
That's right.
It's a fact. We're not debating away who we are, friends. We're standing up. Folks, we learned in the past about the criminal acts of anti-gun mayors that Bloomberg is talking of. Again, these anti-gun mayors are criminals themselves. They're guilty as charged. They are guilty of such crimes as tax evasion, extortion, accepting bribes, child pornography, trademark counterfeiting, and perjury. Also, one mayor who apparently thought he was a... during the last... was convicted of assaulting a police officer because he thought within himself that he had some sort of congressional immunity concerning the laws of our constitutional republic. But friends, I also made a point that these politicians know that where the citizenry operates in the rights that God gave them, by the way, given to them without government interference, namely the right to bear arms, Article 2 of the Bill of Rights, crime goes away. And with mud on their face, they know that when they interfere with the rights to bear arms, crime skyrockets. And this is nothing new. This is how dictators act out. So what we see is that some of today's politicians are actually, you got to catch this, friends, this is good stuff. We see that some of today's politicians are magnifying the crimes that they're placed in office to actually prevent. See, the whole purpose of government, friends, is to restrain men from sin. Restrain men from breaking God's moral law, 1 John 3:4. Not to encourage and educate them as how they're to commit the crimes. Bloomberg said, since criminal politicians refuse to look at history, which in the present can be our greatest teacher, hello, it is very clear that the gun banners know exactly what they are attempting to do, and that is to put the Second Amendment in the crosshairs. This is not a battle of dollars, said Bloomberg. This is a battle for the hearts and minds of America so that we can, listen carefully, protect our children, protect innocent people.
It's so wrong. They always go there.
He states this as government sanctions murder in the womb, namely a president that is voted over 242 times to make sure that babies are murdered in the womb, who also voted two times to make sure that they would put another doctor in the room to make sure that the baby was snuffed out so he had no chance whatsoever of life. But they're looking out for the hearts and mind of America and so we can protect our children, friends. Hey, they strain at the gnat and they swallow the camel, friends, and they do it in the view, in the face of the American people. They add insult to injury is what they do. As I said earlier, friends, government's legitimate purpose is to restrain men from committing the crimes or to restrain men from breaking God's moral law. Again, read 1 John 3:4. Not to encourage and not to educate them as to how to commit the crime, but that's exactly what they're doing. Bloomberg steps in it when he says, we're the only civilized country in the world that has this problem. Okay, so wait a second. Civilized countries murder their own babies? Civilized countries and their governments endorse gay marriage? Civilized countries allow movie producers to teach the young how to commit the crime towards heaven rather than to restrain them? See, friends, prevention is better than cure. You know, there's a true story told out on the West Coast where they have these windy roads going around these particular mountains, and they noticed that cars would go over the end of the cliff and crash at the bottom to their own destruction. Instead of actually putting up a sign saying stop or warning or go this way, a concerned committee got together and they said, we need to put an ambulance at the bottom of the mountain. Now, you laugh all you want, friends, but I guarantee you that's exactly how you think. Is it love to allow people to destroy themselves, or is it love to warn them? See, that's why God gave his law, because he loves. And it was Jesus that said, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, therefore be zealous and repent. But not when you're dealing with criminals, friends. Again, not when you're dealing with criminals. What comes to my aid right now is Frederick Douglass, when he said this, the abolitionist, the black abolitionist, the first Martin Luther. He said, the thing worse than rebellion is the thing that causes rebellion. That's exactly right. What causes rebellion? Rebellious people. Now, there's a difference between rebellion and dissent. Rebellion is when you're actually, if you put it in proper perspective, according to definitions, means to rebel against that which is good.
Mm-hmm.
But when we're talking about dissent, we're standing against those that are actually violating the law. They are the rebels.
That's right.
We need to put it in perspective here, friends. And see what we see today is we see a government that is out of control. Not all of them again, but a good portion of them, like these Bloombergs and these criminal mayors that he needs to merge with to go after the right to bear arms again, friends. Now, let me make my point. Bloomberg said we're the only civilized country in the world that has this problem. He also argued that he was not pushing for gun control, but rather keeping guns away from minors, criminals, and the mentally ill. Now pay attention to this. You have to keep in mind that criminals will always have guns, as I said. But Bloomberg here is equating the mentally ill to whosoever this government feels is inadequate to bear arms. Do you see the position that they've now put themselves in? They're God. They're the ruler. They're monarchy. This is arbitrary, friends. It's the law that makes the rule of government. And God is the lawgiver. But as I said, Bloomberg is equating the mentally ill to whosoever this government feels is inadequate to bear arms, namely veterans. Listen to what I said. Veterans, they are attacking. Patriots, those that actually are on the side of the Constitution. And we just caught wind yesterday of the criminal himself, Mr. Harold Reid, calling those in Nevada, friends, concerning Mr. Bundy in the rancher, domestic terrorists. Listen, this has got to be next week's column, friends. Listen to your government. If they're not calling you bigots, if they're not calling you Nazis, they're calling you racist, they're calling you domestic terrorist, when in fact, friends, they have mud all over their face, as we can look at them and say, you are guilty as charged for everything that you call the American people. Your government is now putting the citizenry into a position of criminals by labeling them as criminals, calling you names, friends. And now what I'm talking about here is Bloomberg attempting to disarm with like-minded criminals, the Pelosis, the Reeds, the Barack Hussein Obamas, and the such, that are trying to disarm you because they don't want you in a position where you can actually resist their unlaw concerning their crimes towards we, the American people. See, that's what's standing. That's a mercy of God, that you're still an armed people to resist criminals in government. That's what this is all about. Read the Declaration of Independence. Oh, that's radical. You're right. It is radical, isn't it? I can't believe your government representatives that work for you would actually call you Nazis and bigots and racists and cause those veterans to be called names and they're mentally ill now. You know what? We can send them over there, saith the criminal that works in government, our representatives. We can go over there and send them overseas to fight our battles for some unlawful, unconstitutional end in sight. But when they come back to America, you know, we can't have them having guns. Okay, wait a second. So they're good enough to fight, bleed, and die, but they're not good enough when they come home to defend themselves against people like you? Oh, yes, you do. And see, this is what America's awake up. This is what America's awakened up to. It's completely awakened to this very fact. Bloomberg is equating the mentally ill to whosoever this government feels is inadequate to bear arms, the veterans, patriots, and anyone who disagrees with this administration's ideologies. I just seen something this morning. Folks, I'm seriously, when I'm saying this, I am just dead serious. I am so embarrassed for the MSNBCs of the world. I mean, they got a news anchor on there. It's almost like, are you kidding me? But the bias in the bend, and he kept trying to put words into people's mouth in the videos that they were taking. They were omitting and adding to put the story in such a way that anybody that defends the Constitution of the United States, there's something wrong with them. And an attempt to get the American people to believe that it is a domestic terrorist to actually stand on the side of law. Folks, see you on the other side of the hour.